The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Fans of the Mark Dane series are in for a treat as Rogue, the fifth and the latest installment featuring the ex-MI6 operative, is released today. And I'm delighted to say its author, James Swallow, is on the line to tell us all about it. James, good morning and welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show.
Now, you can't give too much away about a thriller plot, but tell us as much as we need to know as we approach Rogue.
What can I tell you about Rogue? It's packed full of action and adventure. I've tried to create a series of high-speed, low-drag, technologically advanced 21st century action thriller novels. And in this particular story, I've brought my characters to the precipice of losing absolutely everything they have. The bad guys they've been fighting over the last few novels have finally had enough of our heroes and decided to rub them out. So the entire book is our heroes pushed to the wall, losing all of their toys and equipment, and basically on the run with everybody in the world turned against them. So it's a very fast race and chase thriller.
Now, do we need to know all about Rubicon, and you can explain what that is, to embrace this? Or could we come to Rogue as a first-timer to Mark Dane?
Obviously, I would love people to read all of the books in the series, but I try to work hard to make sure that every book I write has a kind of jumping on point for every new reader.
And the character himself, Mark Dane, where does he come from? Because I would see him in the tradition of Bond.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say so, but kind of, I think he's kind of a little bit further down the line than James Bond is. He's not quite as cool as James Bond. I don't think he has the same sort of dress sense or the same kind of suave kind of quippery that 007 has. Mark, kind of for me, came from a reaction almost against those kind of characters. Is often when we see these guys on TV or in movies or in books, you know, they're these bulletproof Teflon coated heroes who kind of swan their way through action, and they never really feel like they're being particularly challenged. So I wanted to write about a character who's a little bit closer to the sort of everyman thing. He's like the guy in the van that you often see in these movies. While the hero's kicking in a door, you know, there's a chap in the van working on the technical stuff and not quite the sharpest tool in the box. But I wanted to have a guy like that who is pushed into a situation where he has to be the action hero, where he's taken out of his comfort zone. Yeah. So Mark feels like that kind of guy to me.
Yeah, but he has amazing powers of recovery usually.
You know, well,
no matter how much you abuse him, he manages to kind of keep on going, a bit like the Bond.
That's true. I mean, he does have that kind of takes a licking but keeps on ticking sort of thing. I mean, I've always felt that the heroes I like are the people who can kind of come through a story at the end bloody but unbowed. You know, that it's their inner gumption that keeps them going.
Now, with a character like Mark Dane, do you see a finite life for him? Because, and we can talk in a moment about your other life, because you do write other fiction under various licenses. But do you see a finite life for Mark Dane?
Well, I'm really enjoying writing him. So at the moment, my thinking is, as long as people keep reading the books and keep enjoying them, I'll keep telling his story. Obviously, I don't think it's logical that he would go on forever and ever. And I can imagine at some future point, maybe I'll retire him because, you know, I don't want him to become too long in the tooth. But right now, I'm having a great time writing the character.
Now, your other writing, you have written, as I say, under license. Explain how all of that works.
Well, license fiction, or as we call it in the industry, tie-in fiction, are novels based on films, TV, video games, comic books, other properties that already exist. And what we do is we create a prose novel based on those worlds, expanding the fiction and the lore of that narrative and enabling you to kind of take different views of the characters that you might already be familiar with and just kind of expanding the universe of those stories.
The kind of genres that you will have adopted for licensed fiction, Star Trek and Doctor Who. Now, just looking at your biog, I mean, there's very little you give away about yourself. But I was checking out whether or not you'd been a member of, you know, some military outfit, top secret military outfit. Not that your biog would ever tell me that. But no, I mean, you're a writer first and last. But, you know, you would have been a fan of Doctor Who, a fan of Star Trek, and then you actually get to meddle with them. I mean, is that an intimidating situation to be in?
It definitely is. But it's also, it's a it's great for somebody like me who kind of grew up enjoying those fictional worlds and those stories, things that gave me a lot of pleasure as a kid, you know, and stories even now, you know, I still enjoy you know, reading and enjoying those stories. So when someone came to me and said, well, would you like to kind of create a little something to add to this great sort of tapestry that is this big mythology, you know, let's not forget, you know, Doctor Who and Star Trek are the creations of hundreds and hundreds of people, of different writers and producers and actors who've all worked together to create these fictional worlds. And being given the opportunity to sort of step into that and say, well, I can just add a little piece to that is really great, because it's, I feel like I'm kind of giving something back to a thing that gave me a lot of enjoyment. But as you say, it can be intimidating because there is a massive expectation from people, because there's so many people out there who love these stories. And if you get it wrong, they won't be happy with you.
I've never seen this, but I'm sure it did happen on Mastermind, that someone, you know, answered questions on the fifth series of Doctor Who or whatever it might be, or characters in Star Trek. There are many experts out there on those particular shows. How do you make sure that you get it right? Because I've no doubt you'll hear about it if you get it wrong.
Well, you have to be a bit of an expert yourself. I think you can't really write in these fictional universes without having a knowledge of it and a love of it. Because if you don't, you know, it doesn't feel authentic, it doesn't feel true. So you have to have some degree of knowledge to begin with. But there's also teams of people working on these projects behind the scenes who will come to you and say, well, I think you find, you know, you spelt that name wrong, or you can't use this character because they were killed off in a previous story. So we all have this sort of support structure working with us to make sure that the narratives are as close to being correct as possible.
Now, going back to Rogue, which is out today, and I presume many people will be buying it either by mail order and having it delivered to their door by the postal services, or else will be buying it online. So in terms of teasing it a bit more for us, where is the setting?
Well, I like to be a bit of a globetrotter when I'm writing these books. So I have my characters go from, let me see, the book opens in Oslo in Norway. We have sequences in Monaco. There's a big action sequence at the end in Mozambique. I like to sort of fly all around the world with these things to get that kind of real kind of thrilling locations, Ian Fleming-esque kind of touch to it.
Exactly. And there's the Bond comparison yet again. Will there be another Mark Dane book, and how soon?
Well, I've just started work on the next book, on the sixth book in the series. So that will definitely be coming out next year. And I'm hoping as well that I might be able to do some short stories as possible as freebie giveaways in the coming months as well.
Keep people interested. So we've just done a spoiler there. We now know that at the end of Rogue, Mark Dane survives.
Well, maybe. We'll see. I mean, there's always a little bit of a body count, you know, but Mark's not the only character in the story. I have he's obviously the lead. I have his partner, Lucy Keys, who's an American ex-Special Forces sniper. She's a very popular character with the fans. And there's another group of characters, a support team around them. So, you know, maybe not everybody's going to survive to the end of this book.
Well, that's our teaser, and it's no surprise and perhaps a relief to know that there will be more Mark Dane, so therefore he's got to survive this particular encounter. Rogue is the name of the book. It's out today, and its author, James Swallow, thank you very much for joining us.